This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. 855-212-4227. So Kevin Gauthier is here, the comedian. And I was, when you were walking in, first of all, I didn't know you were coming.
Surprise.
But that's not like a bad thing, and I'm not blaming anyone. I just didn't know, because like I don't even care if you come or don't. I'm cool if you come in here. I'm cool if you don't. I'm cool. I think about 85% of my guests are on the phone, so I didn't even know you were coming. I had a feeling you were coming when he left the room.
Right.
So when he leaves the room, Mafia, then there's something going on. So I thought maybe you are coming in here. So anyway, what I was doing, I was drawing up a list. And I think you heard me say Bartnick when you came in. Do you know Joe?
I know the name.
He's a comedian who's like a gigantic hockey fan.
Okay.
And first of all, it's good to meet you.
Likewise, man. Big fan.
I've never met you before, have I?
No, man. It's our first time.
I didn't think so, because I was really high for a few years there and drunk. So I don't know if there were a few years there that I don't, vividly remember really well. But I gotta tell you, I had fun not remembering anything. Remember, Lainey, I went to a few strip clubs. I don't remember anything, but I know I had a good time. So if I met you before, I apologize. But it's great to meet you.
Likewise.
So I was making a list and checking it twice, and it was of some of the comedians that I am friends with.
Right.
So, can I go down the list?
Fire away.
All right, so I'm really good friends with all these people.
Okay.
At least I think I am. There might be a couple of backstabbers in the bunch. I don't know. I don't think they are.
Can I get a shot and a beer first?
Yeah, shot and a beer, in an iron, shot and a beer, in an iron, shot and a beer, in an iron, shot and a beer, puke. All right, Shuley.
Yeah, of course. He was on my show, Comics Watching Comics, on Amazon Prime Season 8 he was on. Shuley, yeah, big fan. Good
so,
buddy.
So, I'm good friends with Shuley, and and then, I know his brother. I know his family in Vegas.
Right.
He's great. I've seen him do a lot of funny things, not only on stage. Mm-hmm. I've seen him live do stand-up, but I've spent a lot of time with him off stage in just, normal, everyday, real life. We used to go over to the park and smoke bowls.
Right.
I just wanted to say, are we on the air? And that guy, if you get, how should I put it, baked with him, I can guarantee you're going to be laughing.
He's a weed shaman, that guy.
He is.
Right.
He's really funny.
Nah, he's a good dude.
I love
he's funny
that dude.
As hell.
Listen, so the guy that's coming on after you, do you remember when, just give me a yes or no. Do you remember when Rick Carl used to do the show, The Sports Business Guy, and when Shuley used to call in and mess with him? About his big head and his hairy back and chest and just absolutely. I mean, it was the greatest torture ever. And so the guy that's coming out, he has no idea that ever. He never knew who it was. And the audience all knew who it was. So millions of people knew it was him.
Right.
But the guy that was the victim didn't know, because he's like a Harvard lawyer. He has time to worry about some guy that gives him the business. He thought it was some guy living in his mom's basement in Queens. That's what it was, Steve in Bayside. And the guy drove this guy absolutely nuts, to the point where he wanted me to find him and kill him. They wanted to kill him. Shuley was so good messing with this guy's head. The guy wanted me to put a hit on the guy's life. I'm not even kidding. Shuley, that's how funny he is.
Yeah.
Right.
See, my wife.
How about Craig Gass?
I don't know him, but I know of him from Stern.
He's a great guy.
Yeah,
and
he's
then
funny.
One of my favorites of all time is Lisa Lampanelli.
Yeah, I don't know her, but
you don't know her?
No, I don't know her. Never met her.
You remember her? She's crazy. She's really funny. So where is your stand up taking you these days in the comedy world? What are you doing
right now? I'm all around, but I said, Shuley's on a show I've done on Amazon called Comics Watching Comics. There are 8 seasons on it right now. It's Last Comic Standing meets Mystery Science Theater 3000,
and it's on Amazon Prime.
Would
I get on my TV?
Yes, sir. Yes, you can.
So and what's
pretty
it
dope.
Called again? So
Comics
I can go watch it?
Comics Watching Comics.
Have you ever seen a Mafia?
I haven't watched it yet, but I want to go check it out.
Well, I'm going to check it out now. I just want to say that I've watched every single show on Amazon, like all of them.
Well, I'm insulted now because you haven't seen mine.
Have you ever watched Bosch and all these shows? Like, what's the other one? Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan, yeah.
I watched all of them.
You watched The Boys on Amazon?
Oh, I love The Boys.
That's excellent. Season 2 comes out next year.
I thought the guy, the blonde-haired guy that was kind of the biggest D in the whole thing, I kind of wanted to beat his face.
He's a cool, I liked it. He was my favorite character.
But he was a great character.
Yeah, he was.
Like, if a character makes you want to kill him or beat their face in, you know they're doing a good job.
Right on.
You know, like the villain or the bad guy or the bad chick.
He's the Billy Zabka of 2010.
Right.
2010
really
decade.
Is. I mean, that guy was really, that was a great show. I thought it was a great show.
I dug it.
So we have to check that out. I think it's cool. Now I'm gonna go watch it.
Please do.
So how'd you get that gig?
I created it. That's how.
And so what, you went to Amazon and sold it to them?
Pretty much. They liked the show. They said, here, this is good, and it's on there now. And it's, like I said, it takes comics, and we watch, we critique, we praise, we offer advice. And at the very end, we pick a winner. But in the meantime, we have the panel who watches the footage of the comics, and they're all more tenured comics like Shuley, like Jim Mandrinos, like Mike Buschetti, you know, Artie's sidekick now in the podcast. Just to name a few, Eddie Brill is also on it
so
as well.
So is that what Artie's doing now? He's doing a...
He does a podcast now with Buschetti.
So. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So I used to be good friends with Artie. It's been a long time since I've seen him because we kind of went our separate ways. I came here, and that was pretty much the end of my world over there. Now I'm like a pariah. Like, I'm like the bad guy. Oh, even though they carry my show still, of course. I was told that they told me, quote, why would we pay for it if we can get it for free? And I was like, that's like, isn't that like prostitution? Like, you know, I mean, why would I pay for it if I can get it for free? I mean, that's what they said about me. Like, we don't want him. We just want a show for free.
Right.
So that's how I get treated over there. I've never been back once since I left the building, which I think is disgusting because I was like best friends with everybody there. I'm so sorry that I took a better job. So sorry that I tried to take care of my family, you tools. I hope they rot in hell, all of them. Did I cover that well, Mafia, in terms of...
Yeah, I think you got it from A to Z.
You mean like getting it like from all angles?
360, yep.
Did you get a hold of the other guy? Are we able to do this another segment here?
Yeah, we'll push him back. I haven't heard from him, but.
All right, so we're going
to. He'll go on when we put him on.
All right, so he'll go on when we put him on. There's a great plan. That's our Christmas plan. Sorry, Santa. You're going to have to wait. So what we're going to do, Kevin, when we come back, we're going to talk bad about people. And then we're going to talk.
Yes, and.
You know what I mean? And it's week 15, so it's like, isn't it fantasy playoffs?
It is. It's week 2 of fantasy playoffs. I'm actually in 2 leagues in the playoffs right now. So we're getting it.
Why are you like such a great fantasy guy? I don't understand. Like, so you're like a man of many talents. You do comedy. And then you got like on the side just for fun. You're raking a couple hundred grand doing fantasy.
I wish it was a couple hundred grand. I do bets. I do fantasy. Yeah, it's all about numbers and matchups.
Do you have a gambling problem too? Because I do.
I have a winning problem this year. I'm just kidding. That's so hacky.
Winning,
yeah, I am. Like I'm having a good year. I'm 64%. Are you really good?
I've had 7 weeks in the NFL over 70%.
Do you really?
Documented.
I'm 64% for the year.
I sell picks, and this company treats me like I sell heroin. So, like, I sell picks. You know, I'm like Jim Cramer, but evidently, I guess I got to be bald and be on CNBC to be legit. Because I do it here, and they treat me like a crack dealer.
Oof. Yeah. Can the Jets get any pressure on Lamar Jackson?
No,
they're
this
terrible.
Game's over because Sam Darnold is homeless. I hate him dead. He is the worst. You can't talk that way about Mafia's quarterback because he'll turn on you. He loves him. It's his best friend. It's his lover, his quarterback. Never his quarterback's fault. It's the coach's fault that he can't throw a pass. He blames everything on the head coach. All right, so Kevin Goatee's with us. I want to tell you, here's the deal. Last weekend in the College Football Conference Championship game, 78% of my bets hit. Sunday, 72% in the NFL hit. Saturday night, I hit 80% of my pro hoop bets. I mean, this is every week, every night. It's just sickening. I'm freaking Santa Claus. I deliver best site, best picks, best price, sick returns, PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's F-E-R-R-A-L-L, PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Hide the money from your wife. She'll buy a Fendi bag with it. If she finds the money, she'll get a Fendi bag. I believe, or something, Gucci, something nice.
Nothing from Canal Street, though. The high-end stuff we're talking, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
cool.
I saw a chick. I go to high-end stores to buy 34C, like, Christmas gifts. And I saw a chick the other day at this high-end store, and she had on these just sickening kick-ass boots, and they had, like, tassels on them. And I was like, because when I walk into a store, first of all, I'm, you know, They're scared to death of me with my voice. And then they think, like, I'm holding up the store or something. You know, like, what is this guy doing here with his voice? I'm like, give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. You got that in a medium?
And give me her, and give me her, too, the sales girl.
So the chick with the boots, I said, I love your boots. And you would have thought I had absolutely taken her clothes off and, like, you know, done something bad. Right. Because she was so offended that I had told her how hot her boots were. I'm like, listen, I don't want to, like, have relations with you. I just think your boots are kick-ass. I really don't like you that much. I like your boots. Where'd you get them? Because I want to buy them. I'll buy your boots right off of your feet. How much for them? She was so offended by me. I love going to high-end chick stores shopping so I can offend people. How do you like them apples?
Let's do it tomorrow. Stay around 12.
Are you? You're a dad now, right?
Yeah, so man, I am.
How old is your daughter?
4.
Jesus, so you don't have to, like, buy anything for, like, a teenager yet. That's when it
no,
really gets tricky.
No, just princess dresses from Disney World.
Yeah,
that's
there
3 weeks ago. Yeah.
Have you gone to Disney World with her?
We did 3 weeks ago. I was there for a work trip.
So tell me, how did that go? Because that is a painful experience.
Let me tell you, we wanted to wait as long as possible. But like I said, she's in that princess phase now.
She wouldn't remember it, would she? Like, has she already forgot it?
No. She remembers going on the Frozen ride, meeting Anna and Elsa and all that nonsense. I went to Star Wars Land, built my own lightsaber. It was pretty dope.
Listen, I went there, and I went to both Disney World and Disneyland. I went to Disneyland. I was in I was in San Diego, and the kids are like, "We got to go to Disneyland." And I'm staying in this place, the Fairmont Grand down in Del Mar. It's only about $20,000 for a week, and I'm like, "Oh yeah, why not? Let's go to Disneyland." I spent $2,000 in 4 hours. $2,000 in 4 hours. Listen, I'm all about, like, having a good time and everything, but not when it costs me $2,000 in 4 hours. That place is a vacuum of cash.
It is
Disney
a
World.
Vortex. It's not even funny, man. It just sucks you.
It's the
you.
Dyson Vortex.
Oh, my God. It's the Death Star tractor being sucked in the Millennium Falcon.
Isn't it
it's
true?
It's the worst. And the worst part is this. I don't mind overpaying for good food, but when you get me there and I have to pay, like, $18 for garbage chicken tenders, I lose my mind.
It's the worst.
It's the worst. I overpay for good food. That is just trash
How about
food.
This? Yeah. You stand in line for $2,000. I went on like 5 rides. I was there for 4 or 5 hours. I stood in line. I went on like 4 rides. And the rides are for kids. They're not for adults.
Space Mountain is good. I've not been to Disneyland, but Space Mountain is still good.
I Universal smoked a joint on good. Space Mountain.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. I smoked a giant fatty on Space Mountain. The whole way up, people are like, "Do you smell that?" I'm like, "I don't smell anything." And then I rode the whole thing baked. It was great. Are we on the air?
Did you hack him to take a picture? You know, they take the picture of you, and then they could buy the picture at the end?
Yes.
Did you have, like, the doobie in your hand, like,
no.
holding up to the camera?
No,
that'd
at
funny.
That point, I was naked on the ride. I was already naked at that point.
But shake
the ride,
it up.
What is the ride's like, about 45 seconds?
Yeah.
I was naked at about the 20-second mark. We're going up the hill, I smoked. Going down the hill, I was naked. And then I was arrested when I got off the ride. I'm just kidding. So how did you, so being a dad now,
right.
You have to, like, has that changed your comedy? I mean, in any way? Because you don't want to, because do you get to the point where, because I told you before, when I did Dirty Radio,
sure.
everyone thought I was a filthy human being. Do you have to change for your daughter?
No, I still keep me because I'm pretty, you know, raw and sarcastic and cynical. But there's a new chapter which is my daughter. So it's kind of like add more material in there. So it's like the corporate America guy you see when you look at me. But then you hear me talk about, you know, gambling and nonsense in Vegas and debauchery. And oh, by the way, I still have a 4-year-old daughter and I'll still go to Vegas every year and bet 1 week one of the NFL.
You did shows. I've seen a lot of the shows you've done in like South Point and others. Where else have you done shows? In Vegas. I opened for Artie at the Luxor one night, and I just remember eating, I don't know, 50 pills or something.
Was it a slow night for you, buddy? Or
I remember was drinking out of the bottle and just doing bad things. I was a little nervous, which I don't get, but when I went out in front of a packed house at the Luxor for Artie, I think I had pit stains.
I believe it.
And I was high.
You and Carrot Top hang out at the Luxor all together with Artie, huh?
It was
those
unbelievable.
Jack
muscles. So where have you done Vegas? Like,
I just done the South Point and a couple bar shows there. I wish I could get the Jimmy Kimmel's Club or the one that Brad Garrett's one. I'd love to get in.
That's at the MGM.
Yes.
The Brad Garrett's.
Yes.
So the South Point, I know where that, because my buddy Jimmy Vaccaro runs the sports
book. Yeah, he's a sport. Yeah, he's a huge gambling guy. Yeah,
he's a Pittsburgh guy. I'm from Pittsburgh. So I love the South Point, except that it's, you know,
way
7
out of the way.
Hours
it's way
from
out of the
strip.
Way.
I went out to the M for dinner. I had to take a plane. to go to dinner. Remember that? I was like, we're driving an Uber. I'm like, because I know the fans of the show, Matt, the head chef at the M, I think that's his name. I hope it is. But he had us out there one night, and we drove out there from downtown, and it took me like 2 days to go to dinner. South Point's way out there.
It's a hike. It's really a hike. Yeah. I usually stay at the Cosmopolitan when I go
out
there.
Did you know that they keep all the rodeo animals under the hotel?
I did not know
that. There's like a farm. There's like a farm with all those steer and broncos and bulls and all the things they use for the rodeo.
You mean the people from Mississippi. I gotcha.
Yeah. They actually live, I swear to God, thousands of animals live under the South Point. The guy that owns that place, Jackie Vaughn's a billionaire, and they keep all the animals under there, and that's where the rodeo animals stay that you see in that PBR rodeo thing they do in Vegas every year. And they live under there. It's the craziest thing. You'd never know when you're in the South Point because you just think you're in a casino. But they have this thing underground there that's crazy.
I guess the cigarette and gin spills in the carpet mask the smell of poop from below. Yeah.
His son is a NASCAR driver. I think that's what it is. Have you ever seen that kid? He's a NASCAR driver. He raced in NASCAR. So the dad's a billionaire. The son's a NASCAR driver. And there's cows under the casino. It's the craziest thing. So tell me your fascination with fantasy football.
I've done it for now, God, 20 years,
right.
It took a little bit, but yeah, now I think I'm pretty decent at it. Again, it's just a matter of time, trends and stuff.
You're in two leagues?
I have four leagues. I'm two of them in the playoffs, though.
All right, because I know, Jamie Eisenberg does my show for like 20 years. I don't know if you remember that guy, but
yeah, of course.
He's from CBS. He's done my show for 20 years, and he's in like, what, Mafia? Like 38 leagues?
Well, that's his job.
Like, yeah, I don't even know he has a family. He has so many leagues that he's in.
He pretends like he loves his family. I hate people like
that. Talk about fantasy. Your boy Juju on the Steelers, major letdown this year for me.
Yeah.
Major letdown,
but
Juju.
But at least he's getting paid to watch football. Somebody told me he got, what did he get, $100,000 to watch a game the other day? I need that job.
That's the best game check I ever had.
How are you doing in these playoffs so far? Isn't it like a week old?
Yeah, it's round two. I had a bye for one of them. In the second one, I won my first game. So this week, here's a question for you. Let's have a little debate. Do I go Jimmy Garoppolo in at home against the Falcons or Russ Wilson in Carolina?
That's a great question. I would say Garoppolo based on, well, I think Carolina's awful and they're mailing it
worst
in.
Run defense in the league.
So I think Seattle will roll in that game. But let's be clear. The Falcons suck worse than the Jets.
And the Giants, too.
Garoppolo's going to spit them out.
The only problem,
I think, both
though
of them are a winner.
The only problem, though, is if they do go up early, they may lean on the run, and then Garoppolo won't have as many chances to throw the ball. It's the only thing I'm scared about.
So Jamie, I always use Jamie's advice because I know nothing. I'm not that smart. He's on, his favorite player this week is Tannehill. What do you think of him, the job he's done in Smashville?
I tell you what, man, he must have found the fountain of youth because he's had a rebirth this year. He's thrown for like 303 every week, it seems like. So he's been a comeback player. He's definitely a comeback player.
What do you
year.
Think of the Josh Allen, what he'll do against the Duck and the Steelers on Sunday night? Who do you like there?
Not much. It's supposed to snow or rain, I think, but a wintry mix. So, I mean, in fact, the under is 36.5, I think,
right.
One of the lowest of the year. I don't think much is going on. I do have the Buffalo defense in one of those leagues, and I have Singletary in another league, so I'm kind of like...
Do you like betting on football?
I love betting on football. I have a teaser right now. These stinky Jets are going to screw my cover.
Have you been to the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands yet?
I was there. Actually, the Giant Jet game. I'm a Giant fan, and I was there. We went there after the Giants embarrassed themselves in front of the Jets.
I had a colonoscopy recently, and I had more fun doing that than watching the Giants play football this year.
They are pretty bad at this.
I mean, it is so embarrassing. They can't win when they should win.
Yeah.
When they're winning, they're up 17-3, they still lose.
You know what? It's funny. I was doing my podcast at the time, and my buddy texts me, goes, you know what's going to happen. We're going to poop this lead up. And I said, every Giant fan worth their salt knows exactly. We've seen this play a million times, especially against the Eagles. And by no surprise, as soon as they tied up, I go, we're losing in overtime.
Where is your podcast?
It's in Jersey. Want to come down and do it?
Well,
it's a movie podcast.
Oh, that's right. I saw that. It's about movies.
Yeah, gutting the sacred cow. Right.
I saw that. How does that go for you?
So the theme is this. What you do is you pick a film. It has to meet one of three criteria. One, a financial success. Two, widely beloved. Or three, a critical acclaimed hit. And then you have to come in and pick a film, why you think you hate a film or you find it overrated, and then argue to us, and like we're like the jury or whatever, and present your case why that film sucks or is overrated. And the last week we had one guy come in to do Godfather 2
wow.
and said why it's overrated. And another guy came in and said why The Last Jedi sucks.
Did you watch, so my buddy, my believe it or not, the guy that did my colonoscopy, his daughter is in The Irishman. She's the daughter of De Niro in the movie.
Oh, really?
When she's the little girl.
Okay, cool.
The little girl that's like 11.
Who watched De Niro curb stomp
right.
a guy very
yes.
slowly in molasses.
Yes. That's her. And then she grows up and becomes hates her father and
yeah,
life.
Anna Paquin's
and
character.
She gets old. Yeah, yeah. But when she was a little girl, I know that girl.
My buddy's in it as well. He's Pacino's one of his union guys. He has like screen time. Like when he gets yelled at, they get yelled at when Pacino's like, right. "You idiots didn't do this." He's right there in the front of the desk.
Do you? I saw you do a lot of voiceovers and stuff. I got less than 30 seconds, respectfully, but I see you do a lot of stuff for a lot of big companies. How do you get that gig?
Fell into it. I really fell into it. I had a lot of comedy friends go, "You ever think about doing voiceover?" I go, "No."
Yeah.
Then after like the fourth or fifth time, I'd send a tape in. I started making reels.
It's brutal
and then,
way to make a living. I've done a million
tough.
Auditions, and I've gotten like, you know, maybe five gigs over the years. The best gig I ever got was I was the voice of two things. I was the Moose and the Pep Boys commercials. Where did you get them breaks at Pep Boys? And then I did the World Cup soccer and Wipeout and Downfall on ABC the summer of the World Cup in wherever the hell it was, 2008 or something like that. Hey, dude, it's great having you on.
Yeah, thanks.
I love you. Thanks for coming on and continued success.
Yeah, thanks, guy. Appreciate
it. Kevin Goatee, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.